Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
One of the worst weeks experienced by the entire world is ending. We don't have a lot of hope for the one beginning Sunday and Monday. The best we can report is that, as far as we know, there is no bubonic plague sweeping any portion of the civilized world. Just Donald Trump. Hurricanes and floods, earthquakes, nuclear gamesmanship, ethnic cleansing, gigantic grass fires on three continents. Anyone with electricity, phone cells, or basic literacy by now, regardless of the cause, has to see that the world's climate is changing. Even Secretary Pruitt. No further discussion is needed. Anyone, even with an impaired historical memory, has to realize that Mr. Trump's behavior and words are 99% beyond any pale we can remember. His promise to let us know how he decides upon recertifying the Iran nuclear agreement really puts a cap on his demonstrable attitudes towards us, the citizens of the United States. He doesn't trust us. He doesn't like us. He thinks we are childlike in our realization of its actual importance and power. Only ICANN is actually the disease from which he and we are suffering. President Big Ben has made a sty of the United Nations. Congress is embroiled in selling books, angling for television FaceTime, and disappeared in the case of Ted Cruz. We forecast 3 weeks ago that the bipartisan feint from Trump to solve economic and diplomatic conundrums with the help of Chuck and Nancy would send his approval ratings up a little. That's come about. Personalities in D.C., we had begun to understand, have rapidly whipped back around to become as maddening as Trump himself. Lindsey Graham is off the wall. Some guy named Bill from the South is engaged with a television talk show host about yet another effort to repeal Obamacare. Regardless of the damage it would do to both individual citizens and entire states. Which means, we hope, we are back and retaking the barricades. The nation is being run for the putative base of our dear leader, his cronies, his family, with half a nod to the welfare of the Russians. We, as Americans, can no longer deny the corruption in our midst, in government, in business, in the everyday activities of millions of people. The swamp is not being drained, it's expanding. All this benefits that fabled base, one-third of the Republican Party, by which we are being manipulated. We might long for a suddenly called election, a la our European friends, which even if possible will probably put us in the hands of a religious zealot as dangerous as dear one. And there is no health in us. Trump has benefited enormously from the forces of nature, which for the past 3 weeks have kept our focus on everything but the Russians. In Texas, Louisiana, Florida, in Bangladesh, Myanmar, even along the French Riviera. Our 40 inches have presented us with 24/7 coverage of water and irredeemably broken homes, towns, and cities, not to mention a horrifying loss of lives, natural resource, and beauty. The huge increase in even temporarily unemployed Americans, Mexicans, Caribbean denizens is hardly at issue as storm after storm careens into islands, mainlands, and deltas. President Pigpen has made a mosh pit of the United Nations and Congress as well. If it seems we are monotonously blaming one erratic, unschooled giant baby, we are. And yet, we've asked several friends on an ad hoc basis their emotional reactions to what seems to be spinning around the globe. Have they succumbed? become wary of even getting out of bed in the morning? Astonishingly, no. Millions of Americans continue to believe in their nation, its range of possible goodnesses and solutions, its heart and strength and willingness to face and best disasters of all kinds. There is a reason, as we watch news broadcasts from Mexico, that our hearts are in our mouths, our eyes tearful, our emotions totally engaged. It's one thing to know that America has a record of success, of overcoming obstacles, of fixing things. It's something else again to know that Mexico has almost none of the infrastructure, even though our own is in deep disrepair, or facilities or equipment to overcome and survive. What Mexico does have in spades is belief, love, determination, kindness. Of course, with Dear One excoriating that entire nation for sins of omission and commission, some might feel justified in minimizing sympathy. But seeing our southern neighbors as humans struggling against a nature that for centuries has targeted it for destruction, fighting back with human chains of men and women digging, supplying, searching, and rescuing reminds us of how incredibly fortunate we in this country have been. We believe, as we watch scenes in Puerto Rico, Florida, Texas, that Mother Nature has met her match on these shores. We are convinced that our government will be able to save, salvage, and rebuild. It has in the past, and God willing, will in the future. This confidence allows us to send south empathy along with equipment, water, and food, and our hearts. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.